His results were impressive. He described an in-hospital mortality of 1.4% with a median stay of only 7 days. There were transient issues with a very high gastric tube cervical anastomotic leak rate, which were almost certainly related to his use at that stage of a very narrow 3 or 4 centimetre diameter gastric tube. Once that tube was widened up to 5 or 6 centimetres, those figures improved back to acceptable levels.